भगवते वासुदेवाय
The following is katha by His Holiness Radha Govinda Das Goswami Maharaj on Damodar Leela 2012 in Kartik Vrindavan.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Canto 10, Chapter 9, Verses 1 onwards.
Om Namo Bhagavate.
Verses 1 and 2.
Acha ekada grihadasesu jasoda nanda gehini karmantar niyuktasu nirmamantha swayam dadhi jani jani hagitani तद्बाल चरितानि च दधि निर्मन्थने काले स्मरन्ति तान्यगायत
Translation See, Sukadev Goswami continued. One day when Mother Yashoda saw that all the maidservants were engaged in other household affairs, she personally began to churn the yogurt. While churning, she remembered the childhood activities of Krishna, and in her own way, she composed songs and enjoyed singing to herself about those activities.
While chanting, she remembered that she was devoted heart quoting from the Vaishnava Gosari of Srila Sanatana Goswami.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quoting from the Vaishnava Toshani of Srila Sanatana Goswami
said that the incident of Krishna breaking the form of yoga and being
the incident He says that the incident of Krishna's breaking the pot of yogurt and being bound by Mother Yashoda took place on the Deepavali day or Deepamalika. Even today in India, this festival is generally celebrated very gorgeously in the month of Kartik by fireworks and lights, especially in Bombay. It is to be understood that among all the cows of Nanda Maharaj, several of Mother Yashoda's cows ate only grasses so flavorful that the grasses would automatically flavor the milk. Mother Yashoda wanted to collect the milk from these cows, make it into yogurt, and churn it into butter personally. Since she thought that this child, Krishna, was going to the houses of neighborhood gopas and gopis to steal butter because he did not like the milk and yogurt ordinarily prepared. While churning the butter, Mother Yashoda was singing about the childhood activities of Krishna. It was formerly a custom that if one wanted to remember something constantly, he would transform it into poetry or have this done by a professional poet. It appears that Mother Yashoda did not want to forget Krishna's activities at any time. Therefore, she poeticized all the Krishna's childhood activities, such as killing of putana, Aghasur, Shakatasur, and Trinavarta, and while churning the butter, she sang about these activities in poetical form. This should be the practice of persons eager to remain Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. This incident shows how Krishna conscious Mother Yashoda was. To stay in Krishna consciousness, we should follow such persons.
Jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Srila Sukhdev Goswami, Bhagavan Krishna ki baal lilaye suna rahe hain is samay.
Srila Sukhdev Goswami at this time is speaking Lord Krishna's childhood pastimes.
वो कहते हैं एकदा गृहदासी सो जसोदा नंद गई.
He is saying in verse 1, एकदा गृहदासी सो यशोदा नंद गेहिनी.
एकदा एक समय.
The word एकदा means one time.
यहाँ एक समय से तात्पर्य है कार्तिक का महीना.
Here one time means the month of Kartik,
जिसे शास्त्रों में दामोदर मास भी कहा जाता है.
Which in the shastras is also called दामोदर month.
एक समय दीपावली के दिन घर की सभी दासियां दूसरे काम में लगा दी गईं.
One time on the day of Deepavali, Diwali, all the maid servants of the house were engaged in some other work by Mother Yashoda.
दासो शब्द यह सिद्ध करता है कि स्वयं यशोदा रानी ने घर की दासियों को अन्य काम में लगा.
This word Niyuktasu means Mother Yashoda herself, she engaged all the maid servants in some other work.
Mantar. और स्वयं दधि मथने लगे.
And herself personally, she started to churn the butter. Personally or swayam, this word indicates.
आपको ध्वनित कर रहा है कि रानी यशोदा का काम दही मंथन नहीं था.
This word swayam indicates that this was not the job of Rani Yashoda to churn butter. She was the queen. And she had thousands of maid servants living in her house to churn the butter.
लेकिन एक समय माता यशोदा स्वयं दधि मथने लगी.
But one time Mother Yashoda herself personally she started to churn the butter.
माता यशोदा के लिए नंद गेहिनी शब्द कहा गया.
Mother Yashoda here is he is using the word नंद गेहिनी.
नंद नंदरानी.
She herself is the queen of Nanda Maharaj, and she is the queen of her house, her griha.
नंद महाराज भगवान कृष्ण को इस प्राकृत जगत में लाने में मुख्य कारण है.
नंद महाराज इज द मेन कॉज ऑफ ब्रिंगिंग कृष्णा इनटू दिस वर्ल्ड.
उनका नाम नंद है. नंद का अर्थ ही होता है आनंद.
His name is Nanda. Nanda means itself, the word means Ananda.
Bhagavan Krishna sabse bade ananda hai.
Lord Krishna is the supreme Ananda.
Paramananda.
Paramananda.
Aise Bhagavan ko is prakrit jagat mein lane ka shrey Nand Maharaj ko hai.
This supreme personality of Godhead, to bring him into this world is caused by Nanda Maharaj himself.
Bhagavan Krishna ko is prakrit jagat mein la karke apne putra roop se और नंद बाबा ने इस जगत को बहुत आनंद दिया है.
नंद महाराज बाय ब्रिंगिंग कृष्णा इनटू दिस वर्ल्ड एज हिज सन ही हैज गिवन सो मच आनंद टू दिस वर्ल्ड.
सबसे बड़ा आनंद है, इसीलिए इनका नाम नंद है.
दिस इज द ग्रेटेस्ट आनंद, दिस इज व्हाई हिज नेम इज नंद.
आनंद मूर्ति श्री नंद बाबा के घर की ये स्वामिनी थी.
And Mother Yashoda is the queen of such Nanda Maharaj.
Yashoda.
Her name is Yashoda.
क्यों कहते हैं?
Why she called Yashoda?
क्योंकि इसी गोपी ने.
This gopi.
परम स्वतंत्र.
Because this gopi.
जो पूर्ण है.
The supremely independent, completely. Full of all the six opulences, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she bound him and she gave him this yash, this glory. One who gives yash to Krishna is called Yashoda. Lord Krishna got this very great glory. What is that glory?
भगवान सबसे बड़े हैं, लेकिन फिर भी अपने भक्तों के.
The glory is that the Lord is supreme personality of Godhead.
अधीन रहते हैं.
But still, he is bound by his pure devotees.
सदा रहते हैं. यह जस माँ यशोदा ने दिया, इसीलिए इनका नाम.
This glory Mother Yashoda gave him, and this is why her name is Yashoda, one who gives yash.
Yashoda,
one who gives yash.
भगवान को.
To who? To the Supreme Lord Himself.
बहुत बड़ा जस है भगवान का, कि भगवान अपने भक्तों के पास में है.
This is a very great glory that she gave to Krishna, that Krishna is bound by his devotee's love.
Yeah, just Yashoda ne diya. Isliye Sukhdev Goswami.
This glory Yashoda gave him.
Yashoda shabd keh rahe hain.
Therefore, Sukhdev Goswami is here in verse 1 is saying Yashoda Nand Gehini.
To grihdasiyon ko anya kaam mein laga diya.
So she engaged all the household maid servants into doing other jobs in the house.
Dahi manthan adi karte the.
They used to churn the butter.
Unko Yashoda ne swayam hi dusre kaam mein laga diya. Dusra kaam.
And Yashoda engaged her in other works.
Indrajag ka.
What is the other works? That there was Indra Yagya.
दीपावली के बाद दूसरे दिन
एवरी ईयर
इंद्रजाग होता था.
एवरी ईयर आफ्टर द डे ऑफ दीपावली द नेक्स्ट डे देयर यूज्ड टू बी ए यज्ञ फॉर लॉर्ड इंद्र.
बाद में तो भगवान कृष्ण ने उसे मना कर दिया कि इंद्र की पूजा नहीं होनी चाहिए.
एंड ऑफ कोर्स आफ्टरवर्ड्स कृष्णा स्टॉप्ड दिस इंद्र यज्ञ.
गिरिराज की पूजा करा.
एंड ही स्टार्टेड गिरिराज पूजा.
अन्नकूट महोत्सव कहते.
This is also called Annakoot. And this is the day after Diwali.
Yashoda Rani ne dasiyon ko Indra ki puja ki saman taiyar karne ke liye bhej diya.
And naturally, Mother Yashoda, she engaged the maid servants to prepare the items for Indra puja.
Some
in other works.
Chawal kutna tha, gehu aata.
They had to pound the rice, make the flour, and prepare so many things. They had to make sweets in huge quantities, lot of fried things, and to prepare them, she had sent.
And one reason is, the most important reason, Sanatan Goswami Paji says.
And there is one reason, very great reason. Sanatan Goswami is saying that Mother Yashoda used to be very worried about one thing, that this boy, born in such a wealthy family, in whose house there is 900,000 milk giving cows, and still our son Krishna, he goes to eat in other people's homes, and that also he steals and eats. Butter, yogurt, milk, whatever he gets, he would steal it and then he would eat it. This was not just one day's happening. Every day some gopi will come and complain. Today he came to my house and stole butter, and somebody will come and say, today he came to our house and spilled all the ghee and all the milk. And he made our babies cry and ran away. In this way, every single day, Mother Yashoda had to hear so many complaints. And Mother Yashoda, who was so affectionate to Krishna, she was very unhappy about this, that our son is in this way going to everyone else's house and eating and stealing and eating. This is not good. And when he comes to me, he says, Maya re mohe makhan bhave. My dear mama, I really love butter. I don't like dry fruits and fried sweets. I like butter. And still, he would go to other people's house. He'll eat butter, he'll drink milk, he'll eat yogurt. So she was very much worried. She's thinking, perhaps the butter that is prepared in my house is not prepared very nicely. Or maybe she thought that all the gopis, her maid servants, that they, when they prepare the yogurt at night, they must not be doing a good job of making the yogurt. So she thought, let me today prepare this butter myself. I will feed my child. When I make the butter so nicely, then he will not go to other people's homes and steal the butter. He will become a gentleman. Thinking this, Mother Yashoda herself, she milked the cows. In all the cows, there was one cow who was very special. Her name was Padma Gandha. And that cow was given milk from the other cows. There were eight such cows which were kept only for Krishna. They used to eat in Vrindavan very special, flavorful grasses. And their bodies will give the aroma of lotus flowers. And that's why they were called Padma Gandha cow. And such a cow, from such a cow, Mother Yashoda herself, she milked the cow and she got the milk, and she was boiling the milk.
दही बना करके उस दूध को दीपावली के दिन
and she boiled the milk and then from that milk she prepared yogurt at night and then next morning she churned it to prepare the butter for Krishna. So on the Deepavali day she was herself churning swayam nirmamantha dadhi.
काम आ गया था इंद्र की पूजा इसलिए उसमें लगा दिया.
The for because of the Indra puja she herself engaged other maid servants in for service for Indra puja and herself
घर लिपना पोतना था बाहर ना
she churned the butter. They had to paint the house with cow dung and areas and cooking etc.
Rani Yashoda dahi mat rahi thi aur saath mein chakar shabd.
Sukadev Goswami says that Mother Yashoda she was churning the yogurt
and cha the
word cha tad bal charitani cha the word cha means as well churning butter as well as churning butter she was singing. What was she singing?
Tad bal charitani cha अपने बालक के
हर चाइल्ड
के जो चरित ब्रज में प्रसिद्ध
हिज चरित्र हिज चाइल्ड कृष्णस पास्ट टाइम्स व्हिच वर फेमस इन ब्रज.
कवियों ने तत्काल ही कृष्ण की लीला को पद्य में रच दिया था
एंड मेनी ब्रजवासी पोएट्स हैड इमीडिएटली रिटन पोएम्स ऑन दीज पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ बेबी चाइल्ड कृष्ण.
गीत बनाए गए थे.
They had made songs in this is the nature of Golok Vrindavan that whenever anyone wants to speak something
to us baat ko kavita mein bolta hai
they sing it in a poetical form
ate hue se katha ganam
katha ganam.
कथा माने बातचीत.
कथा मीन्स टॉक्स.
कोई भी स्पीकिंग कथा है तो गीत के रूप में होते
हैं. इफ देयर इज एनीथिंग टू टॉक अबाउट इन ब्रज इट इज टॉक्ड इन अ पोएटिकल फॉर्म.
स्वयं भी भगवान कृष्ण की लीलाओं का गीत बनाती जाती है और गाती जाती है.
एंड मदर यशोदा ऑल्सो हरसेल्फ एज शी वॉज चर्निंग बटर she was making poems of Krishna's pastimes and at the same time singing it. She kept making new poems and singing constantly.
Jani jani hai geetani tad bal charitani cha dadhi nirmanthane kale smaranti tanya gayati.
Verse 2
smaranti aur agayata
smaranti and agayata
smaran kar rahi
to remember the past times and agayata means to sing.
Is prakar se
in this way
bhakt kis tarah se bhagwan ke seva mein rehta hai yeh swarup bataya ja raha hai.
In this way it is shown to us here how a devotee continuously engages in devotional service.
Maa Yashoda ka man
Mother Yashoda's mind was absorbed in Krishna's childhood pastimes. The mind was remembering pastimes. And words are engaged in singing the songs. And hands are engaged in service. Body is serving, mind is remembering the pastimes, and her words, her tongue is singing the songs. In this way, by mind, body, and words, one should be engaged in Krishna's service.
Shuddha bhakti seva.
This is Shuddha bhakti, pure devotional service, seva.
Yashoda Rani smaran kar rahi hai Krishna ka swabhavik.
In this way, Mother Yashoda is remembering Krishna naturally. Her mind is drowned in Krishna's leelas in ecstasy. She is churning butter for Krishna. She is singing for Krishna. Yani yani ha gitani. Whatever activities Krishna performed, often the devotees in Braj, they will just be singing all his pastimes, charitani. So much attractive, they were so attracted to his pastimes, they were always singing. Whatever pastimes that happen, such as Putana, Aghasur, Shakatasur, Srinavarta, all the devotees, all the Brajvasis used to, while they're doing their work, always be singing such poems. And Mother Yashoda, while she is churning the butter, she is singing also. Tad Bal Charitani Cha. This is the way to do your karma.
If
somebody has to perform some karma, it should be service to Krishna. And at the same time, one should be singing Krishna's leela. And if he doesn't know anything else, he can always sing the Maha Mantra.
कोई कर्म करते समय भगवान के नाम का उच्चारण करना चाहिए तब वह कर्म सफल होता है.
While doing any karma, one should be pronouncing Krishna's name. Then that karma, that activity becomes successful.
इस तरह से माँ यशोदा गा रही.
In this way, Mother Yashoda is singing.
Srila Prabhupada जी कहते हैं कि
Srila Prabhupada says that if one wants to remember something constantly, he should transform into poetry. By always singing, one remembers that activity. To remember Krishna's pastimes always, so many professional poets have transformed his pastimes into poetries. In either Braj language or in Sanskrit, they have made poetry. And they're singing, she's singing such songs.
कोई अलग से नहीं दधि निर्मंथन काले.
Not some other time.
मंथन के समय.
While she is doing her service, churning the butter.
दधि मंथते समय क्यों गा रही है?
Why is she singing the glories while churning butter?
उनको विशेष रूप से स्मरण हो रहा है.
Because while she is churning butter, she is especially remembering Krishna. Very affectionately.
Smaranti.
She's remembering.
Tani Agayata. Un lilaon ko ga rahi.
Tani Agayata. She's singing those pastimes.
Praya dekha jata hai kisi vyakti ko.
Often we see that a person, these days we don't see so much, but previously we used to see that when they start to get some taste in their work, some nectar, then that person starts singing. In the villages, when they are grinding flour on the stones, the ladies, they sing songs. While they are working with grains, they are singing. Then that work that they do seems very blissful when they sing and work at the same time. And we see, as people in this age become more and more comfortable, that they don't have to do any work with their hands in grinding flour or in working to prepare things for cooking. As they are becoming so dependent on machinery, they are becoming more unhappy and they are becoming more in tension. Often their food is already made, the rice is already grounded, the flour is already grounded, everything is ready to eat. The ladies are becoming more and more lazy. And their health is becoming worse. From these leelas, we can learn that we should do, the ladies should do their housework themselves. And while they're doing their work, they should sing Krishna's glories. This is a very important thing. This modern life has spoiled everything. So Mother Yashoda, she was the queen of Braj, and she was herself, she was churning butter for her child. In the next shloka, Sukadev Goswami says, in shloka 4,
Mastanya kam asadya mathanam tim jannim hari mitra dadhiman thanam nesedhat priti mavahan.
Verse 4.
So Bhagavan Krishna us samay soye the.
The Lord Krishna, at that time he was sleeping. It was very early dawn time, almost Mangalarti time. He heard his mother's sweet singing and hearing the churning of butter, Lord Krishna, he woke up. Tam astanya kama. Lord Krishna, he desired to drink his mother's milk. He woke up. When he woke up, he looked around with his hand to look for his mother on the bed. He realized his mother was not there. Mother was in another room churning butter. So he recognized his mother's voice and he saw that she wasn't there. She was churning butter. So he got out of bed and slowly he started to walk where the sound of his mother's voice was coming. Baby Krishna was rubbing his eyes, but mother was not looking at him. Mother was busy churning the butter. The baby Krishna, he was crying slowly, crying like that, and he walked towards his mother. Mother saw him. Then she said with one hand, baby, wait one second. Just wait 1 minute. Just let me finish this butter. She was churning the butter for him. Mother Yashoda said, baby, Krishna, please just wait one minute. But Krishna did not want to wait. He was crying, rubbing his eyes. I need milk, I want milk. And mother was saying, please wait a minute, drink afterwards, let me finish. But Krishna, he went and he held on to his mother from the back on her waist with his two hands. When he held Mother Yashoda on her waist from behind, Mother Yashoda's heart overflooded with love and affection for her son. Slowly, he stopped the moving of the churning of the butter stick. And Krishna, with his hand, he stood up and with both his hands he held on to the churning stick to stop it from churning. Then Mother God gave all his attention to Krishna when the butter stopped churning. The stick wasn't moving. Krishna had applied as if brakes on the stick, churning stick. And although Mother Yashoda was trying to churn with the rope, the stick was not moving because Krishna held on to it. Then Yashoda saw what her child had done. She became overwhelmed with happiness that my child has become so strong. His hands have become so strong that he jammed the churning stick with his two little hands. She actually became very happy. And she's looking to see what he's going to do now. When Mother Yashoda stopped churning the butter and she stood still and then when she was standing to see what he is doing now, he held on to her waist and he put his one foot on her knee and he jumped on top of her, his arms, and jumped on her lap. And while he was already in her lap, he removed her cloth and he started drinking milk himself. Sukadev Goswami has given such a nice name, Astanya Kam.
Astanya Kam. Bhagavan vastav mein
the Lord actually is akam. He has no desires. He is complete purna in all his desires. But in Braj, he becomes desirous of drinking the mother's milk. So he jumped in the lap and he was drinking. And he stopped mother. Now she was not churning the butter. And he was drinking. And Mother Yashoda Her milk was flowing on its own. It was overflowing because of affection for Krishna. And while Krishna was nursing, she was watching his beautiful smiling face. And Krishna was smiling also. Krishna was very happy on his due to his success. Just see my success. I came and I stopped my mother churning the butter and I climbed on her lap. This is a great success for a small baby like that. He stopped his mother from working and she fed him milk and he was smiling. And she started to see his beautiful face. Sukadev Goswami says, Sa Smitam Mukham. Smitam means smiling. He was very happy. He was very happy and he was drinking milk. And Yashoda Ikshati, seeing, she was looking at his beautiful face. While she was observing his smiling face, while she was smiling and observing his face, that when Krishna he sees me, he will be very happy, very pleased. That mother is feeding with so much love. Not that she was feeding out of frustration, angry. Krishna stopped the churning stick, but from that Mother Yashoda did not become annoyed or angry, but actually she was very pleased. She was very happy. And Krishna, of course, he was very happy. He, by his own intelligence and his own strength of his hands, he reached his mother and he became successful in getting his mother's milk, so he was very happy. In one way, Krishna is encouraging sadhana. Any devotee. A devotee should do his sadhana only until he achieves me. Krishna stopped the karma, the hard work. Mother, please don't work so hard. Your such a heavy weight of your sadhana, I cannot bear. So please stop this hard work. He stopped her and started drinking the milk. Her mother's breast is full of milk made of vatsalya love. That milk is not of this material world, is the milk from the spiritual world, and it never becomes less.
Aur Bhagwan Krishna prem ke bhookhe hain, unki pyaas aur bhook kabhi ja nahi sakti.
And the Lord Krishna is hungry for love, and his hunger for love can never become less.
तो भगवान पीने लगे.
सो द लॉर्ड इज ड्रिंकिंग.
यशोदा के स्तनों में वह प्रेम का दूध मरने लगा.
एंड द मिल्क वॉज कमिंग मेड ऑफ mother's parental love, and it was not becoming less. It was not becoming less, and Krishna was not becoming satisfied. The person giving the milk was not becoming satisfied, and person drinking the milk was not become satisfied.
एक प्रेम के भूखे भगवान और दूसरा प्रेम का दूध है.
There is Krishna who is hungry for love, and there is the milk made of love. In this way, there was a competition between the two. The love of Mother Yashoda and Krishna's hunger for love. As much as he was drinking, he was not satisfied. And as much as Mother Yashoda was giving milk, it was not becoming less. So there was a competition.
Tamang kamaro dhampayatastanam snehasnatam sasmitmikshate mukham atriptamutsrij javena sajajau.
Text 5.
उत्सिच माने पैसे प्रधिष्ठते. भगवान पी रहे थे दूध, उनको तृप्ति नहीं हो रही थी, वो जो अब तृप्त ही रह गए.
The Lord was drinking, he was not becoming satisfied, and he remained unsatisfied.
तृप्त भगवान को हटा करके माँ यशोदा जमीन पर रख दी.
And such an unsatisfied Krishna, Mother Yashoda, just threw him on the ground and ran away.
Atriptam utsrijya, atripte bhagwan ko utsrijya chhod kar.
Atriptam utsrijya, putting him aside. Krishna, who was still not fully satisfied by drinking the milk, she put him aside very hastily. She left that place. Sukadev Goswami says, when Mother Yashoda was feeding him milk and he was drinking milk, the cow's, Padmagandha cow's milk that was on the stove for boiling was starting to boil. Why? Why did it start to boil? On this, Hari Suri Ji is saying,
गोलोक वृंदावन का अप्राकृत जगत का दूध है.
That milk is from Golok Vrindavan, from the spiritual world. The Padmagandha cow's milk. There everything is a personality, Chinmay.
तो दूध ने सोचा.
So the milk thought.
भगवान दूध पीते जा रहे हैं.
That Krishna is drinking so much of Mother Yashoda's milk, and Mother Yashoda's milk is not becoming less.
इनका पेट भर जाएगा.
And his stomach will be full.
पेट भर जाएगा तो मुझको नहीं पिएंगे.
His stomach will be full of Mother Yashoda's milk. Then he will not drink me.
जीवन बेकार हो गया.
And my life will be useless.
तपस्या कर रहा हूँ आग में.
So much austerity I am doing. I am dying here on the fire. I am becoming boiled. I am performing this great austerity. And Krishna will not drink me. My life will be useless. So, I should just commit suicide. I will just jump into this fire. And so that milk boiled over. So, because he thought, I will commit suicide in front of Mother Yashoda. And as soon as milk boils over, it falls in the fire. By then Mother Yashoda saw the milk. She was nursing Krishna, looking at Krishna's beautiful face and smiling at his face and seeing his smiling face. And she also was aware that there was milk on the stove, and that which was for Krishna as well, and she was trying to cook that milk. And she saw that it was going to boil over. On this, Mother Yashoda did not even pause to think whether or not Krishna is full. She was concentrating on the milk boiling over. Atriptam.
Atript.
Krishna, who was not satisfied, she put him aside hastily and she ran to save the milk, which was in the milk pan on the oven.
Actually,
for the devotees, Krishna is not really their goal. Krishna's service is their goal.
वे भगवान की सेवा पर ही जोर देते हैं भगवान को छोड़कर भी
they're always concentrating on service to the Lord. They would leave Krishna to serve, to do his service, to satisfy him by serving him. Mother Yashoda thought
that
my milk will remain with me anytime he can drink afterwards. But this Padmagandha cow's milk is going to fall over into the fire and burn, and that will be spoiled. So Krishna at night will have to remain hungry. He will not get the cow's milk. And that's why she thought, let me save that milk for Krishna. My milk will remain with me anyway. Therefore, she gave up Krishna, put him down, and ran to save the milk. And this became the main cause of the breaking of the two trees and binding Krishna with ropes. Mother Yashoda ran there to put the milk
off,
and here
Krishna ko niche rakh diya, dudh pinam ka band ho gaya,
and put Krishna down.
He
did not get any more milk, and upon this Krishna got angry. Became very angry. And up to the point that out of anger his lips started to quiver. Oh my God, so much insult has been done to me, he thought. I was drinking milk and she threw me on the ground to save the other milk. He was very angry. Little child, angry. Small child, he is thinking, now I shall destroy this house. Nobody respects me here. One commentator has written that I have left Vaikuntha to become her son. And she has thrown me on the ground in such a way to save some milk on the stove. So now I'm going to destroy everything. Out of anger, his lips were quivering, so with his small little teeth, he bit his reddish lips. He pressed his lips. This means it is natural.
होंठ को दांतों से दबा ले
टू प्रेस somebody's lips with the teeth
ओठ स्फुलित हो रहा था कांप रहा था क्रोध से
lips were quivering with anger
अपने दांतों से
and so
दंत भी
he
उसको दबाया
pressed his lips with the teeth
यह भी क्रोध में होता है
this also a person does when he is very angry
और दधि मंथ भाजदम वह जो मटका था जिसमें दही मथा जा रहा
and that part in which the butter was being churned
उसी पर अपना क्रोध होता
first of all he took out his anger on that pot and he started to look around how I shall break this pot the one that mother was churning to make butter
to dikha bas mana ek chhota sa patthar ka sir khand mil gaya aur
so he found a small stone a heavy stone used to grind the things on a bigger stone
masala pisne wala
to grind small amounts of spices in water
are
he picked up that stone
kuch tikakar kehte hai ko kai tukda kar diye
some
kuch kehte nahi hai ek jagah chhed kiye
some commentators say that he made many pieces of that pot he broke it into many pieces and some commentators they say that he made a hole in the pot whatever it is
phod diya
he broke the pot
aur kitna apman hua
and how much
dudh peena unka band
and what an insult how much insult how he was insulted only that his drinking of his milk was interrupted
astan se mukh hata diya
mother yashoda
jameen barak
took him off and put him on the ground and that made him so unhappy angry and insulted
यह है भगवान का अपने भक्त के प्रति पूर्ण
दिस इज
विश्वास
द फेथ कृष्णा हैज
का प्रेम होता है
इन हिज डिवोटी
वहीं ऐसा देखा जाता है
वेर एवर देर इज दिस काइंड ऑफ लव ओनली देर यू सी दिस काइंड ऑफ एक्सचेंजेस
छोटा बच्चा अपने माता पर क्रोध करके
स्मॉल चाइल्ड
gets
angry with his mother and he wants to punish his mother how he wants to punish by breaking the pot of butter and buttermilk
matka phod diye aur
so he broke that pot
mithya aansu bhar liye
and his eyes there were false tears
dukh nahi tha
False tears means
he was not
sad or unhappy, but he wanted to show, I am so much in difficulty. I woke up, I was hungry. I'm dying of hunger in this house, and for me there is no food. I don't even have any right on my own mother's milk. So in this way, he was showing his tears. How unhappy he is
hin samajh kar rodan he had dumb
considering himself very insignificant have no control over things that's called dumba first of all he got kaam stanya kaam the desire to enjoy the milk
stan pine ki kamna hui और उसमें बाधा पड़ी तो
एंड व्हेन दैट वाज डिस्टर्ब देन एंगर केम काम संजायते
काम के बाद क्रोध
आफ्टर काम देयर इज क्रोध फर्स्ट डिजायर टू एंजॉय मिल्क देन एंगर एंड इन एंगर ही ब्रोक द पॉट
और क्रोध के बाद दंभ की बारी आई
एंड आफ्टर एंगर इट इज दंभ
आंखों में आंसू भर लिए मिथ्या आंसू
फॉल्स टीयर्स इन द आईज एंड शोइंग हाउ अनहैप्पी ही इज
दुख नहीं है लेकिन
देयर इज नो अनहैप्पीनेस बट ही इज शोइंग
आंसू भर लिए
आईज वर फुल ऑफ टीयर्स
बनावटी
आंसू आई एम नॉट फेड इन दिस हाउस
यह दिखाने के लिए कि मैं बहुत दुख में हूं
to show how unhappy I am.
I'm
not fed in this house, I'm not getting milk, nobody cares for me. Whereas that milk she ran to save, it was for Krishna only. But now he had made this offense. And immediately he started to think, I broke the pot. Everything went on the floor, all the butter and buttermilk. Now I should run away. I should run away from here because I made this offense. Otherwise, Mother Yashoda will punish me. So he started to think of running away from that place. He went to another room in the courtyard. From there, he went to the porch, veranda of another room. And there, he got that ukhal, the mortar. He turned it upside down and he stood on it, and then he reached the pot of butter that was hanging from the ceiling. He took it down. It was full of butter. He took it and he sat down on the ground. On top of the ukhal, mortar. He sat down and he was eating some butter. And out of anger, he was throwing some here and there while he was crying.
He is
taking out the butter and he is throwing butter to the monkeys. And one commentator has said that Lord Ram was very much indebted to the monkeys. So for free the monkeys had fought for Lord Ram. So now Krishna is paying up for the monkeys service. Now he is distributing butter to all the monkeys. All the monkeys were eating. They didn't know he was giving, he's in anger.
The
monkeys thought there was some feast going on and they started eating. And in between he himself was eating. To show that I'm very hungry. I'm dying out of hunger. At the same time tears were rolling from his eyes. I'm dying out of hunger and my mother is so hard-hearted that she threw me on the ground while I was having my food, my milk. So Mother Yashoda put the milk off the fire and she came. And she saw that the milk was cooked nicely. She was very pleased with it. She saved the milk. She put it off the fire and she came. She came in that place where the butter was previously being churned. And there she sees that the big pot was broken. And the yogurt was everywhere. The yogurt that became buttermilk, it just leaked out to the bottom. And on that, he had walked with his little feet. He had walked on top of this buttermilk, splashing on that buttermilk. He had walked through from there. He was not able to jump over the spilled yogurt. He had to walk over the yogurt. Yashoda saw that the pot is broken. And she also saw that Krishna is not there. And it didn't take her long to understand who did all this. This is Krishna's job.
If Krishna had remained there,
she might have accepted that he didn't do it. Maybe somebody else did. But because Krishna was not there, she understood that this is his job. He broke the pot and he ran away.
And while thinking this,
Mother Yashoda started to smile and laugh. She was not sorry to see this. She started to smile and laugh. Then she thought, let me find him. So she followed his footprints. Slowly she walked. And she went to the courtyard. And she picked up a little stick, little tiny bamboo stick, to show Krishna. She had never slapped him, neither she was intending to hit him, but just to teach him a lesson, she had the stick in her hand. To scare him.
Because
he has become very naughty. Today he has broken a pot. Tomorrow he might set fire, who knows what he'll do. He's become very naughty, I have to straighten him out. So to chastise him, she took the stick and her ankle bells she tied. And very softly, without making any noise from the ankle bells, she started to walk around and look for Krishna. Then she saw
that
Krishna is standing on the mortar.
And
very slowly, softly she walked and she went there.
And
Krishna immediately saw him, that my mother is coming. And already he knew that she will find out and find him.
At
that time, what his eyes looked like? He had stolen. He was throwing butter everywhere, eating butter. He was looking like a thief with his eyes this way and that way of being caught. Where he thought mother might come in from, he is looking there like a thief. And his eyes are like this, like thieves. He's Chor Shiromani. He is the topmost thieves. Just like a thief is always in anxiety in his eyes when he will get caught. He saw Mother Yashoda. And he also saw that she has a stick in her hand. So when he saw that she has a stick in her hand, he jumped off from the mortar and started running. Mother Yashoda, trying to catch him, she ran after him with a stick in her hand. Krishna is very quick. And Mother Yashoda's body is heavy. She could not run as fast as Krishna. So, in his own house, he started running from one room to another into the courtyard and here and there. He started running. And then he ran outside in the street. He ran into somebody else's house while she is running after him with a stick in her hand. And she also went in that same house trying to catch him. Then he went to another street and he kept running and running. And Sukadev Goswami says that Prabhu, Lord, who cannot be caught even by purified yogis.
जिनका मन तपस्या से प्रेरित है तपस्मन भी नहीं पकड़
the yogis try to capture him by meditation and they are not able to
जिनका मन तपस्या से प्रेरित है
and those who perform great austerities and penances
योगियों का भक्तों का मन
they fail to reach him
चिंतन तक नहीं कर पाता
they are not able to even catch him in their minds That same personality of Godhead Krishna, Mother Yashoda, is running after him to catch him. And in the end, she did catch him. When she caught him, Krishna started to really cry very loudly. He started to howl. And cry. He was afraid that she will beat him with the stick. And he was crying like anything. And Mother Yashoda thought. He is afraid that I will beat him with a stick, and he's becoming very afraid of the stick, and he's crying so much. She threw away the stick. She put the stick away. But still Krishna did not stop crying. So Yashoda said, now I will tie you. You nonsense. You breaker of the parts.
You
friend of the monkeys. Thief. Now I'm going to tie you. I will tie you in such a way that you will not be able to play with any of your friends. You cannot go anywhere. And I will not feed you anything also. When she picked up the rope to tie him, and when she picked up the rope to tie him, Krishna started to cry even more, sobbing very loudly, rubbing his eyes. The right hand Mother Yashoda had caught. With his left hand he was rubbing his eyes. Mother Yashoda wanted to tie him. But she wanted to tie him only out of great affection. She thought, Mother Yashoda thought, now he has been running so much. If I leave him like this, he might run in the forest. He might make more trouble. He might run away. So she thought, let me just tie him up for a little while so he doesn't run away in the forest. And while he's tied up, I'll quickly finish making more butter for him. And afterwards, I'll make him happy. But until then, I will keep him tied up so he doesn't run away. So she tried to tie him up.
बांधने में बड़ी लीला हुई, भगवान बंध नहीं रहे थे.
In tying this rope around his waist, there was a big leela. He was not being tied, but still Yashoda was not giving up. She worked very hard. In the end, he did get tied. This leela we will speak on more later.
Hare Krishna.
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सुस्विन्नगात्राय.
टेक्स्ट नंबर 18.
विष्टस्तकवरस्रजः दृष्ट्वा परिश्रमं कृष्णः कृपया सित्स्वबन्धने एवं संदर्शिता यंगा हरिणा भृत्य वस्यता सुस्विन्न गात्राय.
टेक्स्ट 18.
विश्वस्त कवरस्रजः एवं संदर्शिता यंग.
टेक्स्ट नंबर 19.
हरिणा भृत्य वस्यता.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
अनुवाद और तात्पर्य श्रील प्रभुपाद के द्वारा. अनुवाद.
Translation.
माता यशोदा द्वारा कठिन परिश्रम किए जाने से सारा शरीर पसीने से लथपथ.
Because of Mother Yashoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration, and the flowers and comb were falling from her hair. When child Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. Purport. When Mother Yashoda and the other ladies finally saw that Krishna, although decorated with many bangles and other jeweled ornaments, could not be bound, with all the robes available in the house, they decided that Krishna was so fortunate that he could not be bound by any material condition. Thus, they gave up the idea of binding him. But in competition between Krishna and his devotee, Krishna sometimes agrees to be defeated. Thus, Krishna's internal energy, Yog Maya, was brought to work, and Krishna agreed to be bound by his mother, Yashoda. Text 19. Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, this entire universe, with its great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and Lord Indra, this universe is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of his devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime.